Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends on this Thursday. Today is a special day for me as I'm spending the day with my father as he celebrates his 99th birthday. 99 full years of life since his birth. Thus, tomorrow begins his centennial year. Pause and think about all that has transpired in our world since February 26, 1927. My dad's greatest hope when he awakens each morning is that might be his homecoming day. The day Dad will finally see Jesus face to face. How about you, my friends? Do you long to see Jesus? We've been following Jesus and his disciples chronologically through the Gospels, and today, let's turn our attention to John's Gospel. John chapter 8 describes a defining moment series of conversations in which Jesus raised the bar in describing his uniqueness and the importance of understanding who Jesus is and why he came here to earth. Jesus made this bold statement, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John chapter 8, verse 12. It's one of the most famous claims Jesus made about himself, and I wonder what this statement has meant to you in your life journey. From the time of our childhoods, we have learned the importance of having a reliable light whenever we find ourselves in a dark place, right? Have you ever been fearful or even terrified in the dark? Would you agree that our world is a morally, ethically, very dark place? Have you considered what a challenge it is for young people and children living in any city in the world to find the light of truth, hope, and safety, especially when their world is so profoundly shaped by media, technology, and wicked adults? Think about that for a moment as you consider your city. Jesus continued this remarkable conversation with those who claimed to be religious, but their hard-hearted stubbornness were deceiving the people and leading them away from God's truth. Jesus said, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I am He. You will indeed die in your sins." John chapter 8, verse 23 and 24. Jesus was claiming to be the Son of God, sent here by God to proclaim God's truth and declare himself to be the only way out of our sin darkness and to an eternal relationship with God. But then and now, people refuse to accept or believe that truth about Jesus. Thus, Jesus made it very clear. God has created us with eyes to see, ears to hear, brains to think, and the right to make up our minds about God and God's truth, even the right to reject Jesus. But if we do, we remain in our sin. And when we die in our sin, we'll end up far, far away from God and God's heaven. Now pause. Do you understand that? And do you agree with that, my friends? Oh, they did not like such strong but very clear language. But in his great love for them and us, Jesus continued, even though they were pushing back against all the truth Jesus was proclaiming. "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing on my own but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone. For I always do what pleases him." John chapter 8, verse 28 and 29. Now, perhaps you are thinking that Jesus seems to be sometimes talking in circles. But no, my friends, let's look carefully. Jesus' words demand penetrating questions, deep thinking, and a verdict, a decision. One, what was Jesus predicting by saying, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, do you know?" Jesus was predicting his crucifixion, in which he would be lifted up and nailed to a cross to die. Second, what did Jesus mean by saying, "Then you will know that I am He"? Do you remember what Matthew reports the Roman centurion overseeing the crucifixion of Jesus said? Matthew 27, verse 54 reports, "When the centurion and the soldiers who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, 'Surely he was the Son of God.'" Third question, what did Jesus mean by saying, "I do nothing on my own but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. Do you see Jesus once again declaring Almighty God is his Father, and that God sent Jesus from heaven to earth on a specific mission? Do you remember what happened at Jesus' baptism when the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus and a voice from heaven declared Jesus to be the Son of God? That Holy Spirit of God never left Jesus, but empowered Jesus to do the miracles and speak God's truth. That's why Jesus could live confident that the presence of God was always with him. Do you see, my friends, that by applying good questions to Jesus' statements and then finding the truthful answers in God's Word, we can know the truth, and the truth sets us free. Free from what? Free from the darkness of doubt or confusion or deceit. That's why Jesus next made this powerful declaration: if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. Now, once again, please learn the important principle of not simply hearing me quote Jesus' words, but ask the deep questions. Push his words for clarity and answers. What questions fit with these words in John chapter 8? Well, how about these? First, how do I hold tightly to the teachings of Jesus? Hold so tightly that his truth actually changes how I think and live my life. Second question, how do the teachings of Jesus, which I grasp tightly, become life-changing truth for me and not simply words? Third question, how does the truth of Jesus set me free? Free from what? Free from the darkness of moral confusion all around me, the darkness of deeply rooted dysfunctionality in every segment of society, the darkness of despair that is so often just below the surface for so many people. Those are the types of questions Jesus invites us to ask of him and his words. Don't just brush over these life-critical words of Jesus. Like wringing out a wet rag, Jesus challenges us to grasp and wring out every drop of truth from statements he makes till we fully understand his life-changing and life-giving truth. How different would life be for you and me if we did that? And I'll be here ready for you tomorrow with more.